if you're a parent and you're at one of your child's activities and they are not actively on the field, they are not actively swinging a bat, they are not whatever, they're on the sidelines, they're backstage at a play, they're not on, are you allowed to be on your phone? Are you allowed to be disengaged? Like, do you have to watch the other kids if your kid's not out there?
I mean, let's be fair. There are a lot of activities. I mean, plenty of people, their kids are in so many multiple activities. It's a lot every day, managing your own schedule and theirs. And sometimes you're not going to be paying full attention, I guess. But you should be, maybe.
Okay, so here's the issue that I'm having. And you can call 1-800-330-9999 because I'd love to hear what you think about this. My older daughter, Hayden, never said a word, never really cared about whether I was on my phone during the soccer games or anything like that. And it's funny because now she's in theater. She does stage crew for the play that they're doing right now. So she's like behind the scenes. So I said, I'm not coming to every show. I'm like, you're not even on the stage. I gotta go there and watch you run around with a black hoodie backstage. Like, you know, when the lights go down so you can move a chair. She doesn't care. She's like, Ma, just come to one so you can see the show. And I'm like, great. I'm like, you know, I'll volunteer and work the bake shop or whatever.
She's saying she doesn't care, but okay.
She doesn't
care. Let's hope she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
What she tells
you. When she's on stage, she knows that mommy's there, but okay. All right. But, like, growing up, all the activities she did, she never cared if I played around on my phone or whatever. My little one, my 5-year-old, is so in tune that she wants me to watch her every second of all her activities.
Right.
Her hip-hop class, her karate class, her field hockey thing. And swimming. So I was at swimming the other day. And, you know, it's swim practice. They're all in the pool.
Sure.
A million kids in the pool.
Right.
So she's got this thing where she'll look up and make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
And I have to give her a thumbs up. Right. So I have to give
so
her.
So she knows that you're in
tune. Like, she is a little crazy person, you know? She is paying very close attention that mommy is only watching me the entire time. And here's the truth is, like, she's my younger daughter. And I realize now that she's the last of my first.
This is your shot to watch.
I don't need to be on Instagram or on TikTok. I need to be watching my child. So I've become very in tune of, it's important to her. My eyes stay on her the whole time.
Right.
Even though it kills me sometimes. I just want to check my email. But I looked around the other day and I started noticing every other parent is on their phone.
Mm.
Right? And even then I go to field hockey this past Saturday and I'm looking around and every other parent is on their phone.
Yeah.
And I think, does it matter? Like, if your kid isn't actively at bat and it's the other kids that are hitting and playing and your kid is not right involved right at that moment, does it matter if you're on your phone or not? What do you think? Do you have to watch these other kids? 1-800-330-9999. Liam, what do you think?
So my wife calls this the 3/4 rule. So I look around at the other parents. I got to make sure at least 3/4 of them are watching the game. It's always a game for me. My kid doesn't do plays. And if they are, then I'm happy to be on my phone. But if, like, everybody is already on their phone, then I'll be nice and I'll watch because I don't want it to be ridiculous.
That's how.
So for me, it depends.
It's like winning by other people failing.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. If your child isn't actively swinging the bat or on the field, do you really need to be paying attention or can you just be on your phone on the sidelines? If your child is not actively swinging the bat, so they're on the sidelines or maybe if you're at a some kind of dance recital or you're on stage at a play, your kid isn't on stage, does it matter if you're on your phone? Can you be disengaged when your child is not actively participating in the sport or the activity that they're doing at that moment?
I mean, I think a lot would definitely depend on the child, right? And your understanding with that child. But, you know, to other parents, to other people out there and other children, you know, it's not like other children don't see the parents of everybody else out there.
But does it matter? Like, that's what we're trying to figure out because my 5-year-old is very much where I have to watch her all the time. And she like has to get my eye contact and give me a thumbs up to make sure I'm watching. And if I'm not, I hear about it after. Mommy, you're on the phone. I saw you on your phone. I don't know why she's so obsessed with it, but okay. And the truth of the matter is that I love watching her now. And knowing that she's my younger daughter and that this is my last time doing all these things.
Sure.
It's a little bit different.
Knowing that it's important to her as well.
Yeah. But I look around the stands or, you know, like wherever I am and I realized all these parents are on their phones constantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not better than them because that was me literally for the last 15 years with my older daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is it okay if your child isn't actively swinging the bat or doing the thing? Is it all right if you're on your phone? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, Danielle. What do you think?
So I think there is a difference. I think if it's like a game, like a baseball, soccer, and your kid's not on that field, like go on Instagram away. If it's a recital or a play, you have to put the phone away because it's a formal show. I think that if it's a dance competition and your kid's not competing on stage, phone, you go ahead, go on your phone. But I have to say, this is my husband's pet peeve, and he will send me random screenshots of a room in the Taekwondo dojo, and everybody's looking down. So,
I mean, your husband pulled out his phone to take that photo. Just saying, but
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, but, and he's in the back row, so who knows if anybody got a photo of him doing the same thing. But you know what? At a karate dojo, it would be awesome if instead of breaking bricks or wood, they just all of a sudden lined up everybody's cell phones. It was like,
Hike!
Hike is football.
No, but Danielle, you're right. You're 100% right, because we keep talking about kids being obsessed and addicted to their phones. Like, we're not. Of course we are.
Just as bad, if not worse.
Exactly. Sure. There's nobody to regulate it for us, because we're adults.
Hey, Bill, what do you think? Your kid's not actively at the plate. They're doing some sort of activity, but they're not swinging the bat right at that moment, whatever it may be. Can you be on your phone or no?
I think it's a shame that people are on their phones as much as they are. My kids are already grown. My daughter didn't really play much sports, especially when she got older. But my son was a very, very active baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And he played like through grades, right through college and everything. He's still playing today. And I went yesterday to watch him. He's coaching a freshman baseball team. I wouldn't think about pulling my phone out. I was rooting the team on and, you know, trying to help the kids in a little baseball knowledge that I know as they were playing. They're walking around, walking into telephone poles, walking into people on their phones, driving.
You remember
driving on their phones.
But you know what? You have the advantage of remembering when there was no temptation. So you're just to be clear, you never left your son's younger baseball games to go answer a pager or anything like that, right?
No.
Beth, what do you think? Is it all right to be on your phone if your kid isn't actively playing?
I'm not saying you can't ever be on your phone, but as it relates to team sports, you know, I think if you're not supporting the entire team, we could be sending the wrong message that it's all about our own kid. And I think for kids to think it's all about them is a little risky.